I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
Yes, you are listening to The National Obsession, a National League football podcast with me, Charlie Baker, and John Cadogan. Here he is.
It is.
Good morning.
Good morning. It is another breakfast meeting here of the National Obsession here on the Vanarama FM breakfast show.
Vanarama FM.
And,
Oh, the cock's crowing.
Very good morning. The cock's crowing. No need to talk about yourself like that, mate.
Better dump that, mate. You'd probably get in trouble with the bosses.
With Ofcom.
Don't want to lose the idiots down at Ofcom.
Yeah, those
Take
guys.
Take us off air again.
Very good morning to you down at Ofcom if you're tuned in.
Yeah.
And lots on the way for you.
I think you'll
morning.
Find a cock is actually a bird.
A lot on the way for you this morning, but of course, before that, lots of great music. We're playing What's the Sound? The Mystery Van Competition.
What's the Van?
What's the
Mystery Van?
Van,
of course, been running for 8 weeks now.
Mystery Van. No one quite getting this one right. Here's the Mystery Van.
What's the Mystery Van?
Here it is for those of you who've missed it.
Okay, and we've got James in Dorking.
Hello. Hello, yes. Is it a Renault Trafic?
No, it's not, James. We actually had that one 4 weeks ago. You may have missed
that. How are you
doing
8 weeks of vans? There aren't that many vans.
Well, we'll cut him off.
There aren't that many vans.
Yeah, we'll get rid of him. Thanks very much. This is a Vanarama fan. There it is one more time for you. And it's not a Ford Transit. It's not a Renault Kangoo.
Ford Transit would have been the first guess, you idiot.
It's not a Renault Traffic. Anyway, it's Vanarama
fan.
And here we are, a little bit of Rod Stewart.
Of course we've got a Ford Transit.
Maggie May and
Maggie May, Lisa Van, if she wants. Women available, allowed, available. Women are not Ofcom. Women not available, of course.
Wake up, Maggie, of course. Don't fall asleep while you're driving at the wheel of your van.
Wake up, Maggie. You're not in the back of the van. Someone's put a Maggie in the back of their van. She's hypnolled her into it. She's in the back of the van. Wake up, Maggie.
Some sort of hostage situation going on in the van, but
if you do want to steal a woman, then a van from Vanarama really is the best way to get it.
There's a lot of load space, easy access into the back of the van.
Side sliding doors, back opening doors, whatever you want. Not back opening doors, Ofcom.
You're asking for it with Ofcom this morning, mate.
There we are.
There we go, Vanarama.
Vanarama FM. Lovely. Good morning to you all. We are recording in the morning, John.
Yes, another breakfast meeting.
Because there was a full card of fixtures in the Vanarama National League and on Tuesday night.
Yeah, slightly bored of bringing you predictions for those games.
That no one ever listens back
to. No one wants to hear. No. So, here we go. This is the solution.
Also, it is utterly impossible at the moment to predict any result other than Maidenheads, which we have obviously done the equation, John, which we'll be talking about later on.
Yes.
And it is 100% successful so far.
Can only predict that and Talk United at the moment. Those are the only ones that you can sort of say are a surefire.
It's not as good. Last time we did a breakfast one, John, it was very giddy, wasn't it?
All
we
felt a bit new and
we were excited.
Fresh,
it was
new
fresh
season
this morning, both of us.
Don't really want to talk about the football, to be honest.
Half-arsed, I think.
You see, you just walked past the window, by the
Who
way.
Who was it? Speaking of half an arse.
Julian Lennon, son of John. He just walked past.
Yeah, we are, John. We are like one, and that's 6 degrees of separation. One step from the Beatles.
Yeah.
As I am every day with my wife, of course, which I've told
of course
you
are,
many, many times.
Yes. Yeah.
You're not concentrating on the Vanarama now, John.
My mind was taken there.
Go
by
and
Julian
hover out there. See if you can see Julian Lennon.
No, it's fine.
It's very much a...
Play it cool.
It's very much a...
I did like...
What's his bloody name? Oh, my God. This is early morning. This is what happens to me in the mornings. Gary Johnson's son, who manages...
Oh, Lee Johnson.
Very much a Lee Johnson situation.
The Lee Johnson to John's Gary. Yeah. John Lennon's Gary.
Very much that situation.
Too Late for
it?
Goodbyes is a good song.
That is a good song.
A really good song.
Put that on now. Too Late for Goodbyes.
It's a great song.
What are you saying about Gary Johnson, John?
This is a good song.
This is a good song.
This would have fitted in well on Vanarama FM, actually.
It was Julian Lennon, of course.
Son of John.
Not as good as his dad, of course, but then who is?
His dad,
got a lot of daddy issues myself.
Gunned down when he was just 6 years old, of course. But he fought back and had a great career for himself.
Quite synthy, isn't it? Quite synthy.
Quite synthy.
Like Cynthia Lennon, of course. Maybe it's Cynthia Lennon.
Tribute to Cynthia.
On synth. It's good, isn't it?
Really great song.
Keep it on. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I will say, he is doing an impression here of his dad.
He is a little bit, isn't he?
Go on, then. What we're going to...
What's
coming up
in
the podcast? Go on, John.
Saturday and Tuesday to reflect upon in the National League. If we must, I suppose.
That's what we're here for.
If we have to.
John, that's what we're here for.
I've realised I don't like football anymore.
I did.
I'm sick of it.
It is a bit depressing.
2 months into the season and I'm sick of it.
Can't be sick of it. It's not even started yet.
But this is also true.
Three weeks. 3 weeks and it starts.
Clocks go back on October the
20th. Yeah, we've got ages yet. We've got to get hammered by Notts County yet.
That's before the clocks go back.
Macaulay Langstaff's going to score about 4 or 5 goals against us yet. So, well, he looks amazing. Like, how come no one else got Macaulay Langstaff?
Yeah, I know.
It's unbelievable.
I don't think he'll be there past January.
He's either like Shemanga character, isn't he?
Yeah. I was watching the episode of Welcome to Wrexham last night where they go to their first game at Maidenhead.
Oh, lovely, yeah.
And it was a classic Maidenhead.
It's the Maidenhead equation.
Maidenhead equation.
We will be discussing the Maidenhead equation. Maidenhead equation has gone huge. Could have his own podcast.
It's gone megaspheric now.
People are really into it.
Everyone is really,
the music's
really
run
interested.
Out. We've
the
not
music's
finished.
Run out.
So and what, we're going to have a complete roundup. We're going to talk about the Maidenhead equation.
Yeah.
What else, John?
We'll have some letters.
Oh, lovely, yeah.
Stuff will come up. It generally does, doesn't it?
Going to go inside the Dagenham and Redbridge dressing room,
that's
aren't
right.
we, John?
Yes, yeah, that's
just
right.
Very briefly.
We'll pop inside because something odd's going on there.
Someone's asked for a Dagenham equation, which these equations take
ages. I don't
think
that's even...
Have you ever seen the picture of the woman who basically did all the maths by hand to get someone onto the moon? Have you ever seen the picture,
no.
picture of that? So this woman, she's standing next to this... I'd say she's about 5'5", 5'6". She's standing next to this massive pile of books.
Yeah.
That are books that she has worked out, written by hand, the equation to get man to the moon.
That sounds fairly complicated, but has she ever tried to work out whether Maidenhead are going to win
exactly.
at Playmore on a Tuesday night?
So
no,
just requesting a Dagenham equation, just like that.
Yeah.
It takes time, these things.
Exactly.
So look,
we'll work
on the Maidenhead equation this week and we'll start on the Dagenham equation.
Okay, try and work that out.
Yeah, it's very nice.
Shall we go back to Saturday?
Yes, please, John.
In the National League. It was Aldershot 1, Wealdstone 2.
Are
we interested in that?
They were 1-0 down, I think. I think Aldershot scored first.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah, and Wealdstone came back.
Yeah, Frankie Vincent scored the goal.
Did he?
For Aldershot.
See, I don't think we need Frankie Vincent in our side. He was good in the National League South. I don't think we need him.
I think we need a bit of legs in midfield.
Bit of legs.
Say no.
Bit of pace.
Yeah.
I think we need in midfield. And, of course, the bit of pace we did have, we got injured. 3 broken ribs. So lovely. smashing there. Anyway, it's not a talkie podcast. Lovely.
Surprise result at Barnet, New York City 5.
It's a lot, isn't it?
Unbelievable.
And Linnell John-Lewis with two, I think.
Linnell John-Lewis got two. Fraser Kerr got one. He got the opener.
Well, you know what, John? Please for him. Are you pleased for him, John?
I have no opinions on Fraser Kerr, to be honest. Oh. Until he mentioned him last week and Gary went shopping, which also went megaspheric.
Gary went shopping. What a great game that is.
By the way, until I mentioned him, I hadn't actually...
Play it with any team you like.
Yes, I did get I got a mystery text message the night the podcast went out.
Yes.
Saying, I'm screaming O'Neill Donaldson at my phone. And
yeah, that's a good one, isn't it?
That would have been really good.
O'Neill Donaldson, yes, of course. Perfect.
We were struggling with N. Could have had Neil Prince.
For that Frank Prince's son?
He wasn't Frank Prince's
Julian
son.
Julian Lennon?
He was quite... Niche. Frank Prince.
Frank Prince. Sometimes he gets an annual... He gets an annual mention on
For fans of talking Bristol Rovers, basically. That's it.
Yeah.
For York City, Mazia Kuya.
Wow.
Had the assist for the opener. Kuya!
Was it like, what's his name? Al Pacino.
Yeah.
Kuya! Kuya! have you got a sound effect of Al Pacino saying, hoo-ha? No? You've not got that, John.
I haven't got it to hand, though.
Oh,
Al Pacino saying, hoo-ha.
What film was he saying?
Scent of a Woman,
yeah. Hoo-ah! Hoo-ah! Oh, it's never...
Go.
I mean, a lot of people do that impression, and it never sounds like that.
Yeah.
People really give it the hoo-ah! Really massive. Yeah. And it's actually just
it's actually quite a little thing.
Okay.
It was Chesterfield 1, Maidenhead 2.
Oh,
unbelievable.
Who could have predicted that, John?
Exactly. Well, we could.
We could, with pure maths.
Maths.
Quick maths.
We put it all into the computer, and it came out, Maidenhead win. And we're not a betting podcast,
I did win £35.
You won £35. So what are we doing with this?
We're doing, I will bet it on other stuff as well. But we'll use the money to, each week, we will put £2 on Maidenhead and back the equation.
Yeah. Whatever the equation says, if it says they're going to lose.
You know? I told people I didn't work it out for the talkie one on Tuesday because I didn't want to get the backlash when it said that Maidenhead would win. So I did put £4 on and got about £8.
It wasn't great
odds,
was it?
£8.50 back. But just to let you know.
So that's £40 in the Maidenhead equation, Kitty.
Sort of.
Why? What's happened?
I also bet some other money. I only ever bet on the National League.
Yes.
Very little amounts. But so the £35 was quite exciting
to
get for the Maidenhead equation. Have you got the Maidenhead equation written down there, John?
Yes, I have.
Could you read it out to us in its current form, please?
Well, in its current form, and we need to add some bits to it, but it's LP, league position, plus MS, money spent, plus E, expectation, plus D, distance, equals result, R. We also need to throw in... Do we need to throw in QD? Queen Death?
Queen Death.
Because we did mention that.
Yeah, I mean, that might not happen again.
So but
if the king
you've
dies,
got to factor it in.
Yeah.
So maybe Royal
QD,
Death.
QD, I'm assuming, turns into a KD.
Or RD. Maybe just say Royal
RD,
Death.
RD, lovely.
Okay, RD, Royal
that, and
Death.
That, and that just counts as like just floating one, is it?
That's just something you always have to factor in.
I don't know how you do that in an equation. Because there must be a thing for unless...
I think we'll just put RD.
Okay. And we put in PI as well. Personal interest.
Personal interest.
Personal interest. I think the biggest one of those is expectation. Just read it out again, John, and we'll go through it for this. Give me the first. So this week they play Oldham.
Oh, yes. Do you want to work it out
now?
Oldham at home. So,
Oldham at home.
It's LP, league position.
Okay.
So this could be a thorny one because Oldham are 16th.
I know what I think it's going to be.
Maidenhead are 15th.
Okay,
it's tricky.
So they're close to each other. Okay, yep, sure.
I'm not sure you can...
But there are 4 points between them.
Yep.
Maidenhead are 4 points ahead of Oldham
so that
in 15th.
Says to me, possible Oldham win. Let's carry on.
So far, Oldham.
Money spent. Now.
Tricky. It's tricky. I don't think either have spent an awful lot.
No.
I think Oldham feel like they're a big club.
Yeah, but I don't think they've got a lot of...
So I don't think it's...
A
I think
lot
it's
of money.
Negligible.
I think again, zero.
Zero. Still Oldham.
Expectation now.
Now, I think Oldham have had a bad start to the season, got a new manager.
Yeah.
They've
been national leagued three times out of three.
Yeah.
So far.
And Maidenhead have won their last two.
Yes.
So the expectation is on Maidenhead to win this game, which points it towards Oldham. Two for Oldham so far.
Distance.
Oldham
now,
to Man
United. It's a long
Maidenhead.
Way.
They'll be thinking they'll be a bit tired, getting off the coach. I don't know if Oldham will stay the night before.
So I'd say slight swingometer. Just needling back towards Maidenhead on distance.
But I think I don't. But I know, because I think the distance goes in Oldham's favour because it adds into expectation. They're away.
Okay.
Oldham are away.
Yeah.
The away team.
Yeah.
Maidenhead will be like, yeah.
Okay. I'm with you there.
So I'm still on Oldham here.
Plus Royal Death.
Look, well,
the king could go.
Remains to be seen. But
at time of going to press, he's still alive.
Still alive.
So
any minute.
Yeah. Plus personal interest.
I have no personal interest other than now.
Other than
the Maidenhead equation.
The Maidenhead equation. So, are we saying Oldham win?
I'm saying an Oldham victory. An Oldham victory.
Okay, I think I'm with you there.
For the Maidenhead equation.
Two Maidenhead wins in a row.
Exactly. When did they last win three in a row?
It has to be a 5-0 loss. It just has to be.
Let's see if I can bet on it now or not. Let's have a look. Hold on a minute. Here we go.
Probably
Oldham
won't
to
get
win.
Great odds.
No, 9-5. Yeah, you're listening to the
Vanarama FM.
Is the odds are 9-5. Not a betting podcast at all. Please do gamble responsibly.
And how about this for a bit of production? I can just bring that in straight away.
So we've got 9-5 on Oldham to win. I'm putting £2 on, which gives us £5.60
for the Maidenhead equation kitty. Exciting.
There we are. Exciting, isn't it?
Here we go.
Lovely, that's this week's Maidenhead equation.
This week's Maidenhead equation. Let's carry on with the National League from Saturday. Dorking Wanderers 5, Dagenham and Redbridge 1.
This is unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
Dorking Wanderers, I mean, I've got the old plastic pitch.
Yeah.
But they've obviously, did they keep a load of players? They basically kept their whole team from last season.
I think, yeah, they didn't make a lot of changes.
So
and they've got some big injuries as well. Alfie Rutherford, who's their main striker, has done his ACL, so he's out. They're fine.
It's quite amazing, isn't it?
They're doing brilliantly.
Quite brilliant. Well done to them.
Yeah.
Well
I might
done
become
to
a
them.
Dorking Wanderers fan.
Oh,
that
great.
Sounds like quite good fun.
Oh, God.
Do we need to work out the Dagenham equation?
Oh, it's going to take some time, doesn't it?
It's taking a while, isn't it? Yeah, it's going to take some time.
Basically, chuck a load of numbers in the air.
See what happens.
See what happens. Who knows?
Dagenham did have Josh Hare playing for them, but I couldn't find anyone called Ian Tortoise, that was the end of that, unfortunately.
What a shame.
Real shame.
Real shame.
Halifax nil, Woking 4, so a bit of a stuffing at home for Halifax there. Woking,
yeah.
I have to say,
Halifax,
looking good.
As I always say, Halifax really struggling, and then I remember we're bottom.
God, they're having a bad season.
What a terrible season. Oh, I'm glad I'm not them. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Moving on from them.
Gateshead 1, Eastleigh 1, very hard to get excited about that game at all. I've got nothing to say.
Nothing to say.
And no means with which to say.
Okay.
Although Mike Williamson, their manager, I think is doing quite well. And if we need a new manager...
Mike Williamson.
I'm up for it. Former Torquay player.
Mike Williamson is not coming to Torquay United. Why would he? Why would he?
Because he loves the club.
Why would he?
Obviously started
he doesn't
his career.
Know. Yeah, but... maybe. I don't know. I don't know what the
financial... He's doing a good job at Gateshead.
What's the financial though? Difference and what's it like to live in Gateshead?
He's probably quite
probably
settled
quite nice.
In the North East.
Would have thought it's quite nice to live in Gateshead.
Yeah. I'd be up for that.
Yeah.
Notts County 3, Altrincham 1. So Notts County again getting it done. Another brilliant performance for them from their on-loan West Brom player, Quevin Castro. Of course, we could rename this podcast quickly, Quevin Will He Score.
That's very good.
Good name, new National League podcast.
I wonder if they'd mind. Shall I ask Josh?
Quickly, Quevin.
Josh, do you mind if we call
him? He's Portuguese on loan from West Brom. He's doing brilliantly.
Castro.
Yeah.
Is he? John, it's too early for me to have anything in my head.
Fidel.
He's on the fiddle.
He's on the fiddle.
He's on the fiddle.
You can't say he's on the fiddle.
No.
That's pretty libelous.
Can't see it.
but yeah,
not on the fiddle, just to let Ofcom know. We're
just,
not saying
I'm not saying that, just a little play on words.
Obviously not saying that Quevin is on the fiddle. Okay, here's speaking of fiddles, here's the devil went down to Georgia. That's a proper,
that's a real
segue. Local radio song, that. The devil went down to Georgia.
Oldham 1, Wrexham 2. So Oldham getting National Leagues. Their manager, I wanted to call him David Ferguson. Who the hell's that? What's his name? David Unsworth.
Could be, John.
I got confused between David Unsworth and Duncan Ferguson.
Could be, to be honest. David Ferguson. Good as any name.
I think if I'd said that, 90% of people would have gone,
Oh, yeah, that's his name.
Yeah. So, yeah, Wrexham came from behind very late on.
Yeah, but makes me sort of go, yeah. Mm. But then I remember that we had a season where we got
loads. 15 or 16 times.
Which we are paying for heavily now.
I think
the karma of Vanaramus. Vanaramus is paying us back.
Karma has come back and bitten us on the ass.
The Vanna karma. Oh! Very good. Well done, everyone.
It's like he's a pro comic.
The Vanna karma is such a good new... Hashtag Vanna karma.
Right, in that doubt.
The Vanna karma national... Oh, my goodness me. That'll get nicked. People will nick that.
Speaking of people getting National League late goals, Sonny Oldmore's 2, Bromley 2, Bromley with 2-0 up. And then in the 90th minute, injury time, 2 goals.
Wow.
From Sonny Oldmore's. 10 men, Sonny Oldmore's.
They are good.
Lovely to see Bromley get National League.
Yeah, it is. Because
how does it feel, Bromley?
They're like as National League as you can get.
Southend 1, Yeovil 0.
Who cares? Yeah.
Really hard to get interested in that.
Quite excited, quite enjoying Chris Hargreaves getting beaten.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's about it.
A talkie one's got but one.
Looking back now.
Yeah. Good point.
Good point. Good well done, lads. Hang on. Why can't we hang on to a lead, John?
We're scoring.
Can't hang on to the lead. It's like 90th minute defending from minute 2.
Yeah.
Can't play like that.
Bournemouth 3, Maidstone 1.
Are we bottom of this fucking bunch of shit? Sorry. We'll have to beep that.
That's a lot of beeping. On to Tuesday.
Sorry about saying fucking bunch of shit, mate.
Fucking bunch of shit.
Sorry.
In many ways, a lot worse than the cock stuff from earlier on.
Obviously. And a little apology. Ofcom being in touch, actually, during the show about talking about a... woman being held, rehypnoled into the back of a van. This is The Road to Hell with Chris Rea.
Let's move on to Tuesday. Aldershot 0, Eastleigh 0.
Imagine going to that.
Oof, tedious. The only enjoyable thing is that Aldershot had a player called Faisal Betake. I've got a real case of Faisal Betake, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Oof. That's painful.
It is. Nice.
Barnet's first win in 6. They won 4-3, beat Maidstone 4-3. Barnet, an equally mad team.
Yeah.
Lost 5-0 at the weekend, win 4-3 on Tuesday night. All over the gaff.
London teams don't have to struggle for players. They get what they like, have what they like. You know, all the offcuts of all the old good teams. They can have as many players as they want because everyone wants to live around London. If your team is no good and you live near London, you have nothing to blame but yourself.
Ben Winter scored those. Happy for him. Delighted
Did he?
For him. Yeah, well done.
Well done, Ben.
Bournemouth 0, Bromley 2. Again.
Well, that's a battle of the real
battle of
annoying,
the shithouses, isn't it?
Terrible teams.
The shithouse derby.
But, there we are. But, Bournemouth, that's a bad result for them.
A lot of people calling for the Dagenham manager's head after Saturday. That defeated Dorking, but then they went up to Chesterfield Tuesday night, won 3-2. Absolutely mad.
Yes.
Obviously, that's 2 defeats in a row for Chesterfield. Paul Cook, too busy deputising for Steve Wright now that Steve Wright's left.
Yeah, of course, just sitting
he's,
in for him.
Sitting in until Scott Mills takes over.
I can't do it.
It was a real, his interview after the game was a real
was it
classic
a
two voice.
Well, you know, and this is one of those sorts of games.
It was so bizarre.
Factoids. Anyway, here's Elvis Presley. Didn't you want to go inside the Dagenham and Redbridge?
Oh, we could do.
Dressing room.
Should we pop inside the Dagenham dressing room?
Look in there.
See
now.
What's happening because they are doing some mad things. And that's largely what Darren McMahon has to say.
I can
say
see what he's trying
game.
To do.
Yeah.
You know, I can
this
see what he's trying to do.
Up on the whiteboard there, just moving.
What is this mix?
I don't know. But it's quite accurate. Actually.
Absolutely crazy, mate.
Anyway.
Listening to Vanarama FM.
This is Vanarama FM. Here's Etta James.
We're having a laugh here.
You're absolutely mental, mate. You should be in a straitjacket.
Lovely.
Anyway, that's the Dagenham dressing room.
Yeah.
Quite enjoying this, actually.
Well, tell you what, it was team talk.
It was good.
Good
it
team
did
talk.
Job, didn't it?
they beat Chesterfield.
You're just as likely to lose 6-0 to Maidstone with that sort of thing. You just don't know.
Yeah, the van of karma will get you. The van of karma will get you. Wow.
Dorking won the Yeovil one. Not much to say about that other than unlucky Yeovil. They're down there with us. They've only got a point more than us.
Yeah, we're all right. We give them win a game. As soon as we win a game, that's it.
They've only won once. We've won twice.
Win a couple and we're up and out of it. It's fine. Get on with it. I think the team's getting better. I have no idea.
We will come to that in just a moment. Halifax won York City 0, so York won't have been expecting that. But Halifax finally ending that poor run, getting themselves a win. York had Dan Pybus playing for them. And whenever I see his name, I can only think of Mr. Trebus. I don't know if his house is full of old junk.
Yeah.
I don't know, Mr. Pybus.
Mr. Pybus.
Can't get in through
full
the door.
Full of old pies. Got York Saturday, haven't we?
Yes.
Oof, a long way, isn't it? Is it still the Kit Kat?
No, they've got a new stand, new ground now.
Yeah,
brand new ground.
York City. Not I like. The trouble is, I really like York
City. It's called
City.
The LNER Stadium.
Yeah, because they're pretty trainy, aren't they?
Pretty trainy up there.
I like York as a place.
Yeah.
I like York City as a football club.
Yeah.
I have no malice towards them. I hope we absolutely batter them Saturday. I doubt we will, but
it's made for Manny Duku to score, isn't it?
Oh yeah, of course it is. Oh, God, of course it is. It's unbelievable, isn't it?
We're going to have to reprise Gary Manilow. Manny.
I forgot that he played for him. That is 100% incoming. Fraser Kerr. It's a Fraser Kerr, Manny Duku, 4-0 win on Saturday.
So actually, Nathaniel George had a good game on Tuesday night. It's sort of
I bet you Fraser Kerr scores Saturday, and I bet you Manny Duku scores. They'll bring him on.
Gateshead won, Altrincham 3. Great win for Altrincham Jean there.
Yes.
Excellent. Big win for them. Odd results all over the place.
Odd results.
Never would have seen that.
Huge win.
Notts County won, Wrexham 0.
Ooh, that's, I mean, look, they're the real deal.
Notts County top.
Notts County sound like they're the real deal. So what they've got to try and do now is hold on to their manager. I mean, they've obviously got rid of Ian Birchnell, who was rubbish.
I feel no ill will towards Notts County anymore.
No.
It was purely linked to Ian Birchnell, it turns out.
The vibe was Birchnell.
It was purely Birchnell.
Yeah. I mean, I'm really enjoying watching Ian Birchnell at Forest Green. Are you, John?
Going well, isn't it? Going really well for the lad. What out of your depth are you, Ian?
Well, I saw Connor Lemony Heaven's got Man of the Match last week.
Well done, Connor. Excellent. Oldham 2, Scunthorpe 2. So David Unsworth, National League for the third game in a row. Oldham did have playing for them, though. Junior Luamba.
And what are the words?
Parabalalabamba. Yeah. Solly Holmores 2, Wealdstone 1. So Solly Holmores getting themselves back on track. A lot of games.
A lot of games, isn't it?
Southend 1, Wrexham 1. Southend's goal scorer was Marcus Dackers. It was, do stop it, Dackers. do stop it, Dackers. My dear old thing.
Do stop it, Dackers.
Dackers. Lovely, swears
John.
Like a Dacker.
That was very nice.
And if we must, Torquay to Maidenhead.
As predicted, won £8.50 on that.
Yeah.
So predictable. I texted you, this has got 88th minute winner all over it, and it turned out to be.
Said, no, it's van of karma.
It's van of karma. Do you think we're paying for the our great season where we
are 100% paying for 15 Gary time,
the van of
97th minute winners
coming back on us?
Yeah, absolutely.
Look, Aaron Jarvis sounds like a bit of a find.
Good goal.
Now he's fit.
Really good goal.
Him and Goodwin up front could be a really good strike force.
If only we had a midfield
worthy
of the name. The midfield is so crap.
Yeah.
The defence, it's, oh my God, the defending for the third goal.
But it's
Dan
like,
Martin.
I know, and he's good. But he's good.
What
Dan Martin's
doing?
Good. Well, it's. Why didn't keepers boot it out? You know. Well, not keepers boot. Why didn't? I don't know. It's just. I don't want to get into it.
I don't want to get into it either. I mean,
we obviously need a few new players still.
The only good points from Tuesday night were Ray Duffy on comms.
Ray on comms.
He nearly blew up. Blew up the phone speakers.
My phone.
Several points. Aaron Jarvis's goal was, oh my God!
Oh my word!
And then, from Maidenhead's goal, oh my word!
Yeah. Like, it was so obvious.
Really,
it was
distorting.
So
oh my word!
It was, oh gosh. I mean, I'm not going to get into the penalty, but look.
I think it was a penalty, to be honest.
Do you, John?
Yeah.
It hit his arm. It did hit his hand.
His
hand wasn't out from his body.
What is annoying is one Maidenhead player appealed. is annoying.
And that, I noticed, I did look him up. The ref.
Yes. You found his email address.
Found his email address. I just do these things. Only from experience, Simon Mather is, you cannot, there is no way of contacting Simon Mather online.
You've tried.
You have tried. You cannot, there is no way of contacting Simon Mather. Blackpool is his location. So I think if he's a Blackpool fan, that was his payback for Dave Bamber.
Yes.
I mean, he's held on to it. I mean, Elliot Swallow doesn't look a day over 25. So I don't know.
He's still holding that Dave Bamber grudge.
So maybe it's
interesting.
That. Don't go in your van and find Elliot Swallow and put him in the back of a van. Look, he called it as he saw it. It's a difficult job.
You did send me the picture, the shot from Dad's Army. Dad's Army.
You are also
the German officer.
List.
You are also on the list.
We have a list.
He's on the list.
We have a list.
Quite worrying to have a list, isn't it?
You Not are good. Also on the list.
Oh, well. To round off talky misery, I know exactly how we can cheer
Some
everybody up.
Just doing a round off like they do in gymnastics.
A lovely finish there.
Oh, one little step back.
You reminded me of the existence of this, and I think it's going to cheer everybody up.
Okay.
Yes.
Reliable.
211-611.
I love the word based.
If you're going up on a B-car free, you won't find a better taxi.
Lovely.
And doesn't that cheer you up?
It cheers us all up. Why don't they bring that back?
I often like to think of the recording session for that.
I like how Torbay taxis are the best in Devon. They're not overstretching.
Isn't that good?
They're aware of their limits, John.
You don't want to be too good in lots of places. Just focus on one
place. Focus on one place.
Be the best in Torbay.
Exactly.
South Devon.
Torbay taxis are the best in Devon. So the Devon. Right. And they're, if you want a taxi, based in Devon. I just like the use of the word based.
If you want a taxi, based in Devon. Yeah.
The use of the word based.
Based in Devon.
Sort of in a triumphalist. Song.
It's like a sort of T's and C's.
If you want it based in Devon, 211-611. If you want a drink, want to be car free, carefree. Isn't it clever? It's a clever. I think it's one of the greatest songs of the
211-611. Torbay taxis are the best in Devon. Reliable, friendly, affordable taxis. 211-611.
Basically saying reliable, friendly. They're saying, we won't tie you up.
You will not be assaulted.
Want to be car free?
It's a banger. Anyway, that's cheered
Torbay
us
taxis,
all.
Oh, thanks so word. Much. Oh, my word. And the ball goes out of play. Nothing wrong with that.
The National Obsession.
You're listening to The National Obsession. And it's time for Letters from a Listener.
Will you send back a letter from a listener?
Any letters, Johnny?
Yeah, boy.
Okay.
And stop. Andy Wells, the reducer, gets in touch.
Oh, the reducer. Oh, yes. Okay.
Wrexham fan. Now, this is his third email.
Okay, yeah, lovely.
So, listen carefully, okay. Everybody. What is it with match day programmes?
Oh, what is it with them?
Andy's doing a little bit of stand-up here, isn't it?
Good evening.
Who remembers match day programmes? Hello?
What is it with them?
They have the same content and features as they did in 1978.
Yeah, that's true.
We still have pen picks. Yep. The questions are still the same. This is true. Yep. Favourite meal, team supported as a boy, holiday destination, so on. Then you have the usual manager's comments, meet the opposition, commercial matters.
Yeah.
This day in 1978. Who forks out £3 on a programme these days? Clubs need more creativity, but the trouble is all the creative types, people like you two, this is a bit love the show. Also, I see what you're doing here, Andy.
I don't know what's going on.
Thinking.
But the first one was, remember the first one was absolutely taking you apart, John.
All the creative types, people like you two, are busy doing podcasts. Maybe you should think about an official match day podcast. Andy Wells. Well,
thank you, Andy. Lovely idea. Don't really know how that works.
It goes out of date quite quickly, doesn't
because
it?
Because also, if you're at the match, my friend Tom buys a program every single game he goes to.
Yes.
Whether they still make clubs money, I've no idea. A match day podcast, you've got Mixler, TUFC Radio for that.
You got Ray Duffy.
BBC Radio Devon. Well, Gary.
Well,
who's in the team today, Gary?
All right. See what you see, Gary.
So, Gary, another 96th minute defeat there.
Gary.
After Fraser Kirk scored two during the game, got himself a brace. Oh,
see
Gary.
What you see, Gary. We got a brick wall here and Mr. Chips smashing his head against it repeatedly. Gary, what's the catchphrase?
Well, Gary, a lot of chefs here. A lot of chefs in there, all spitting into a pan. Say what you see, Gary.
Thank you, Andy.
Andy, a lovely idea.
What do we think?
It was very nice. Look, he sent in the three letters.
He's done what's required.
He's absolutely slagged you in one of them, but that doesn't matter, John.
Bigger man.
And I notice you've not done John Pemberton since the slagging.
No, no.
So the bullying has paid off.
If you enjoy John Pemberton, address your comments to Andy Wells, who has seen fit to end it.
Is he Tunbridge or the
Tunbridge
Reducer?
Wells and the Reducer.
And the Reducer. He's got two nicknames.
Two nicknames.
And he's also got...
And one Foff number.
A Foff number. Chukung. Chukung. We haven't given out a Foff number.
No, not for ages.
Chukung.
I have no idea what number it is. I'll get back to you on that. 50-something. Not a clue.
Not a clue.
Could be anything.
Thank you, Andy.
You mentioned Tommy Greatrex there, and he's been in touch.
Ah, Tom.
He says, John and Charlie on the ice. I'm glad John enjoyed his recent visit to the United States along with Ray and Dave.
Yeah, of course.
Go big. Oh, my word.
Oh, my word. It's the Big Apple.
Yes. It's a popular place to go at the moment, even if you don't get much dollar for your pound at present. Coincidentally, I happened to be passing through Boston Airport last week.
Boston, of course. Home of the Tea Party.
Boston United. Steve Evans.
Tea Party, of course. Not
chucked all the tea into the sea, 1776 or something like that.
Steve Evans? Oh, Boston.
Yeah, Boston United.
Oh, of course, yeah, of course.
You're going wrong Boston now, right?
Nothing wrong with tracking the tea in the sea. Jamie Reid, of course, at Stevenage.
Throwing off the shackles of the British Empire. Post-Civil War. Dumped all the tea in the sea.
A good history with Ray and Dave. Yeah,
history of Ray and Dave.
History with Ray and Dave is just...
Henry VIII.
A great...
Eight Wives. Anne of Cleves. Jane Seymour.
Neville Chamberlain, of course. I have here in my hand.
Piece of paper.
Meant nothing, of course.
Your pieces, Dave, of course. Some of those.
National conscription. Nothing wrong with that.
And to history the with Ray that, and Dave. Of course, Suez Crisis. Anyway, Tom says he's happened to be passing through Boston Airport last week. And unless my hearing was playing tricks on me, I wasn't the only one. I'm just surprised Charlie never mentioned it. Listen to this.
Hello, this is Governor Charlie Baker. Welcome to Massachusetts.
Quite short, but...
Hello, this is Governor Charlie Baker. Welcome to Massachusetts.
Yeah.
This is Governor Charlie Baker. Welcome to Massachusetts.
Charlie Baker is the governor of Massachusetts and gets quite a lot of National League posts.
He does.
Sent to him.
He knows all what's going on.
He knows loads about the Vanarama.
Yeah, I want the Maidenhead equation. He's fully on board.
Hi, this is Charlie Baker. Welcome to Massachusetts. I'm as surprised as you as Dorgan Wanderer's form. Yeah. Enjoy Boston.
And if you're like me, wondering what's going on with Dangham and Redbridge, well, I don't have any idea either.
Absolutely not.
Sometimes they chuck in five, sometimes they score six.
Enjoy Boston.
Anyway, thank you.
Thank you, Tom. Lovely stuff.
Lovely spot.
Not a Foff number, of course, because you are a Foff.
He is, yes, he does say he is. And finally, Mark Ridley.
Ah, how are
Little
you, Mark?
Mark Ridley.
Ah, here he is. Mm-hmm.
John and Charlie, you've probably already covered this in the pod.
Okay.
Don't be too sure. But did you notice that one of the Maidenhead goal scorers was Kay Arthur? Does this mean that the Maidenhead equation needs an additional factor plus MK to include the presence of a medieval knight? King Arthur.
Oh, yes, of course. I don't think it needs any more at the moment because it's currently got 100% win rate.
It's fine.
If Oldham wins Saturday, we're going to lose our minds.
It doesn't need to be any more complicated. But anyway, he says Albert Einstein had it easier when he tried to calculate the speed of light. It's true. Mark also says, I was at an FA Cup game on Saturday.
Okay,
Farnborough.
Oh, yeah, lovely.
But the Farnborough manager, the infamous Spencer Day's touchline instructions consisted solely of, this ref's terrible, just Google him.
Oh, right. Wow, who was it? Elliot Swift? Elliot, wasn't it?
Elliot Swift, Elliot Swallow. see what happened there.
You see how it happened.
Yeah. Anyway, he says he definitely goes into the top three National League managers to blow a gasket for no reason, along with Steve King and Danny. You're just a shit Harry Hill blower from Eastbourne Borough.
Tell you what, lovely bit of National League South correspondence there. Thank you very much. It's good to know what's going on. If you want to be the National League South off, you're very welcome.
Yeah,
Newton,
Mark Ridley.
Is that all the letters, John? They were all excellent letters.
Good letters this week.
A new Foff, great letters.
New Foff, Governor Charlie Baker.
Come up with a new bit, Ray
all
and Dave.
Ray and Dave.
History with Ray and Dave.
Howard, of course, got an arrow in the eye.
The woman, of course,
blinded.
Did all by hand. By hand, did all the workings out to get the man to the moon.
You believe they put a man on the moon, Dave?
And here it is, Vanarama FM. Back to the beginning.
Back to where we began. Beautiful.
Lovely stuff. Thanks, John. How do people send us a letter?
nationalobsession@gmail.com or natobspod on Twitter.
Lovely.
Thank you for all your lovely tweets.
Right, going to go and have some breakfast. Bye.
Bye.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.